Okay. Not science. So there is something that we are observing in nature, something that appears fantastic and mysterious and wow. And then there is always some scientific mind standing up and saying, whoa, there is nothing mystical about this. There is a scientific explanation for it. This beautiful light phenomenon in the sky that you see. Because there was one in Stockholm just a few days ago. It's because of ice crystals and this and that. And now you get it. It's science. This world is understandable with science. There's nothing magic about it. It's scientifically explained. No. Makes them feel that they have understood it, right? Now it's in our pocket, it's in our hands. We are the controllers of this nature soon. Because we are understanding it. The thing is, it's still as mystical and magical as it ever was. And in fact, you can take any, you can take it. I'm seeing out my window now. It's magical mystery. How it is there. But we tend to think when we are used to something and we are familiar with it. Now I have understood it. So we are taking it apart, looking at the little pieces, how they fit together. How they work. And then, voila, we've got science. We understand. No scientist understands how all those little molecules and atoms and energy fields in there have come together to make that structure and even how it works, actually. What makes a seed? Here that can turn into an entire tree on its own. So I would say this modern science, you could call it materialistic science, it's a bit illusory.